What was interesting is that the other clinical trials with AR-targeted therapy, the Latitude pre-selected for a higher risk patient group, and that demonstrated an overall survival advantage. However, since lower risk patients were not included, actually the FDA, when they approved abiraterone and prednisone in the hormone-sensitive population, metastatic hormone-sensitive, approved it in all comers. My interpretation of that is basically that absence of proof is not a proof of absence, hence, you know, letting the patients have access. And of course, there's more data coming from STAMPEDE. And then the other data that was presented at the main ASCO meeting and publications came out also is looking at apalutamide, which is another AR-targeted drug, and sort of the brother of enzalutamide. Both of these drugs, enzalutamide and apalutamide, improved overall survival at earlier, you know, analyses, and the data looks pretty impressive. And I'd say the follow-up is not as far out as what we have for Latitude for the abiraterone and prednisone, but the trends appear to be comparable. Now, what's interesting about these last two trials that I mentioned, so these are the randomized trials looking at enzalutamide or apalutamide with androgen deprivation, that these trials allowed men who have been getting chemotherapy to be there. And it's interesting, I don't think it's powered to look at trends. And while you look at the forest plot in terms of the benefits, it's not clear that the combination of adding enza and chemo or apa and chemo gives you a lot of advantage. However, it's really hard to conclude that. So I would say at this moment, piling up the drugs is not the way to go. Go with the level one evidence, which supports, again, the addition of an AR-targeted drug or a chemotherapy, depending on the context. There is another trial ongoing, which is prospectively randomizing patients to either LHRH therapy plus chemotherapy or that plus another AR-targeted drug, darolutamide. So that will give us also some information.